I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
What's up, everybody? I'm Gammy, and this is Positively Gam. Last season, I did an episode about skincare, and I'm excited to be diving into the topic even further. Everyone has different skincare routine, and I feel like I'm hearing about a new product or procedure all the time. So I'm excited to have two women join me who can shed some light on peels, Botox, and the importance of sun protection. So let's get into the episode. Wendy Pittman has been one of my friends for years and introduced me to aesthetic medicine, which focuses on altering one's cosmetic appearance through different treatments. She's been active in this field for over two decades and is the director of business development at Vitality Institute. Wendy is also the founding director of Vitality Institute's Brown Skin Agenda, a physician-led initiative that promotes the advancement of treatment protocols and skincare solutions for skin of color. Also joining me is Maria Khalil Atto, who has been CEO of Vitality Institutes since she was 25 years old. Under her leadership, the company's famous Vitality Peel brand has expanded to include five medical-grade formulations customized for specific skin conditions, and she's also launched the Vitality Derm Beauty line, a full portfolio of clinical daily at-home care products that help to reduce pigmentation and increase cell turnover. Hello, ladies, and welcome to Positively Gam. Wendy, it's so good to see you. I haven't seen you in a minute.
You know what? You celebrated my 52nd birthday with me. Yep. Remember you took me out with Chet? We had dinner in Hollywood.
Yeah, but that was almost, what? That was like a year ago. So you were actually, Wendy, the one who got me started on this road. Like last year, I posted on social media how I had those moles removed from my face. That like they're not called moles. What are they called?
They're DPNs, Dermatosa Papillosa Nigra.
Right.
Commonly described by board certified dermatologists. In common terms, we call them moles, but in clinical terms, they call them DPNs.
Yeah. And I think black and brown skin is pretty prone to them, right? I think some people think that they're freckles,
correct.
But they're not. And like you saw me when we met, and I don't even know. I think I must have commented on how beautiful your skin was. And we just had a brief conversation about it. And some kind of way, you said to me, you know what? You know, all those little moles that you have on your face, if you get them removed, you would look so, your skin would be so much smoother and clearer. And I was like, removed? Yeah. What?
Absolutely. Because what happens if you don't remove them, they continue to grow families.
Right.
And then love Morgan Freeman and the wonderful work he does. But he is
a perfect example.
DPNs on steroids, right. Because he's created families and generations of DPNs on his skin because they have not been removed over time. So I know that when we want to also refresh our look, women can be doing injectables and doing VI peel and that sort of thing. But when you remove those DPNs, it's a nice refresh to what you're already doing. So I'm glad you decided to do that.
Yeah, I mean, it was huge for me. I mean, I felt like 10 years younger when I just did that. And I did it again last year, you know, and posted it on Facebook. And people, it was funny because some people didn't believe that it was real. And I was like, who would do that? Who would claim that they had a procedure done but didn't really have it done? It's usually the other way around. Right. You had the procedure done, but you're not claiming it. I'm telling you I had the procedure done, and you're saying, no, I didn't, that I painted those moles on. It was ridiculous. But anyway, moving on, that was a procedure. And you actually, it's like a laser, and they kind of burn off. And it takes typically about a week for them to actually fall off. And once they fall off, you know.
They crust over and fall off, and they can remove them you know, several different ways, but the end result is they crust over and then they just slough off the skin. Yay.
So now one of the things I've heard mentioned a lot for skincare are chemical peels, but I've never had one myself. Now, Maria, the Vitality Chemical Peel is one of your company's most famous inventions. So can you share with us what it is, why it was created, and how it works? Because I've not had one done, but I've seen people that have it done and what they look like in between. And it's not pleasant looking when you're going through it. So just talk to us about it, because the whole idea, like just even the terminology chemical peel, sounds like something that you don't want to do.
I agree. I really want to change that term chemical peel forever. It really doesn't resonate with consumers. It sounds scary. But the truth is, when you really look at it, water and oxygen are chemicals. Everything is a chemical. So that word sounds scary, but chemical peels are actually one of the more natural ways to rejuvenate your skin. And they've been used since the times of Cleopatra. So we know they're safe and we know they're effective. Now, basically what a chemical peel is, and let's just call them peels for the rest.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's do that.
C-word.
That's a good idea.
Don't say the C word anymore. So basically what a peel is, it can be a single acid or it can be a combination of acids, and it's a solution. Right? The solution can come in a variety of ways, and it's something that a professional applies to your skin. And what it literally does is it exfoliates that top layer of your skin. So any kind of imperfections that you see, it could be pigment, it could be scarring, acne. I mean, the list goes on. Peels are really good for so many things. That's one of the reasons I love them so much. So the skin literally peels off, hence the name peel. Sloughs off, it forces your body to regenerate the skin cells. And those new skin cells are, you know, fresh, beautiful baby skin. They're new. So they don't have any of that old damage that was on the older skin cells, if that makes any sense. And the other thing that's great about chemical peels is that, I said the C word again, that they're safe. Peels. That they're safe for all skin tones. And there's not a lot out there that can make a difference for darker skin tones that can do all those things. So it's really, you know, it's kind of like an old school treatment almost. Peels, they've been around forever. They're not like, you know, they're not that trendy, but they work and they're safe and they're consistent. That's what I love about peels.
So apparently you had a lot of problems with your skin as a teenager, and that's how your dad is a dermatologist. Is that correct?
So my dad was actually an emergency room doctor, and my dad is no longer with us, but he is the brilliant inventor of the VI peel.
Okay.
So our story's really special. I'm the CEO now, mm-hmm. but mm-hmm. originally I'm actually the first person to ever have the VI peel done. And wow. the VI peel was actually created for me, which so special. I know I got a peel made for me. There's nothing better, but I mean, it really starts from a bad place because when I was 14, I started to develop really cystic acne, mostly mm-hmm. in the lower part of my face. I was ashamed of my face. I was painfully shy. I was depressed. I mean, I would wake up with a breakout and I thought my life was over. Acne ruled my life. Acne held me back. It didn't allow me to be myself. It really psychologically affected me. And to this day, to be honest, I mean, you know, sometimes you never get over that kind of stuff. And I know it's just the outside, but.
But the outside is important. The outside is important. So we're not going to downplay that. We don't want to overemphasize it either, mm-hmm. but the mm-hmm. outside does have a lot to do with how you feel about yourself. So you say that the skin peel works for all types of skin. I've not tried it just because I can't seem to find a time when, because you have to be out of the public eye for a minute because you look crazy. Your skin is peeling.
It's not crazy.
Listen, I've seen it, Mari. I've had a friend who had it done. And when I saw it, I was like, oh my God, what's going on with your face?
And
she was going through a peel.
It's really cathartic when you see that old skin and like all the damage falling off. You're like, ooh, this is so good. It feels so good to see it.
But you kind of look like a snake when they're shedding. That's what it kind of looks like.
You look like a beautiful.
I swear to God. I swear to God, that's what it looks like to me. I don't want to do it.
True.
And I actually feel like I need it because I am going through this thing now where I actually cannot, although I typically don't do it anyway, but now I definitely cannot go out of the house too much or not too far anyway without foundation on because I've developed these like dark spots. And I think that some people, some of the doctors that have looked at my skin feel like it's from the sun.
It's definitely from the sun. You love
I
the
love
sun.
The sun. I do.
You love the sun.
So I don't know.
Sun too.
I don't know that the chemical peel would make a difference in that.
We love patients. So VI peel loves a patient like you. We would use the VI peel with Precision Plus for your mm-hmm. skin because that's going to address sun damage. So any UV photo damage that you have, if someone has melasma, dark spots, hyperpigmentation, that peel is designed to do all of that heavy lifting and really bring out that glow that sits behind the dark spots under your eyes.
And the VI peel was actually originally created in Miami. That's where we're from, which is like the capital of sun damage. You know, it was really made for that.
So how much time would I need to hide?
I mean, I've got a system down. I've got a system.
Okay,
down,
let's so. Hear it.
Tell them the system.
Let's hear it.
So it really depends on your schedule. But let's say you want to peel over the weekend. Everyone's different. Some people like to peel over the weekend and be on Monday look fine. If you want to peel over the weekend, you get the peel done Thursday. Thursday and Friday, you're going to look amazing. You're going to glow. Your skin's going to be tight. Saturday and Sunday is when the peeling is going to happen. By Monday, you might have a little bit of peeling like on the outer, but nothing, no one's going to see it. Now, if you want to peel during the week, you can get it done on Monday, Tuesday, you're going to look great. And then Wednesday, Thursday, you'll peel. So 48 hours after you have it done is when you peel, and you peel for about 2 days. I find that, you know, women aren't hiding as much, which I love. I think they're being a little bit more open about what they've had. It's a peel. It's not a cosmetic surgery. It's not changing the way you look. It's just bringing your skin back to its healthy state that you originally had. So it's not something to be ashamed of. That's what I think.
Oh, no, I don't feel that way at all about the peel. I just think that you just look so crazy when it's being done. Like your skin is peeling. Do you have a condition? Is it contagious?
I wouldn't have to do a photo shoot or anything on those days. Like, you know,
right. And you can't wear makeup. Yeah. You can't wear makeup while you're having it done.
Actually, you can.
Yes, you can.
You can.
So you're saying you can wear makeup?
You can.
You absolutely can.
Yes. Okay.
Some people go out that night that they get the peel done because they love the way they look. They glow and their skin gets really tight. Kind of looks like you got a facelift. You can wear makeup. You can wear makeup throughout the whole peel.
But then when it's actually peeling off, when you're going through those days of peeling, then you should not wear makeup.
You can wear makeup if you want. You can wear makeup if you want. I just ask that you don't wear any makeup with like dirty ingredients in it or like really heavy makeup. But you can wear like a light CC cream if you want, or tinted moisturizer. Absolutely. I don't want women to have downtime and skip a beat in their life. Like, we have to live our lives. Like, we have stuff to do. We don't have time to hide.
Now, are peels good for men and women? We know that they're good for all skin tones, but are they good for men and women?
Definitely. And I actually think when you look at all the treatments on the market, peels are one of the best for men, just because, again, it's just bringing your skin back to its healthy state. It's not changing the way you look. I know men get itchy about all these cosmetic procedures. They don't want to look feminine or different. It's not doing that. It's just making your skin look beautiful again. So,
and how often should you get a peel?
So I do a series of 3 peels. So I get a peel every 4 weeks in a series of 3. And then when I'm done with that series, I will do maintenance at once a quarter, just to maintain the glow and the healthiness of my skin.
Okay. Because you guys have not seen Wendy, but let me just tell you, her skin is like perfection. It is so smooth and creamy looking. I mean, I met her, I was like, oh my God, look at her. Look at her. Yeah.
And my peel.
Yeah. Now that's the other thing. Do I want to say anything more about peels? Oh, now before we get off the peels, before we jump into Botox, now they're saying that you're saying that you've created a peel for the body?
Yes. We just launched that late last year. And that was made for people suffering from sun damage on the chest, on the hands. So often women complain. Complain that their hands kind of show their age. We don't want that anymore. We want your hands to match your beautiful face, back, knee, also like dark elbows and knees, even dark underarms.
Okay.
And strawberry legs. Strawberry legs also.
Now, what's strawberry legs?
I'm glad you asked. So that's what dermatologists call, this condition is defined by dermatologists as when the hair follicles are pigmented and look like little black seeds in a strawberry.
Oh.
The peel can go in and lift that pigment from the hair follicle so that when someone wants to have that smooth,
right,
sort of natural, clear, and satisfying look to the leg, they do the VIP body to get that look. And that condition that they're treated for is called strawberry
legs. Got it.
So it may present itself in Caucasian skin as red. You'll see little red spots all over the legs. But in skin of color, you're going to see what we call the little black
seeds,
like strawberry
legs. Yes, I know exactly what you're talking about. Okay.
Yeah.
And so where do people usually get the peels done? Is this something that you get done in a doctor's office or it's done with your esthetician?
Both.
Like at a spa, a medical spa treatment? Yeah.
Yes. So both doctor's offices, plastic surgeons, dermatologists, and then, of course, medical spas. Basically, anywhere you can find Botox, you're probably going to find peels.
Yeah. It's not something that you go and buy in the drugstore, though.
You know what? There's such a variety of peels. There's light peels. There are over-the-counter peels. And there's light peels you can have in an office. And then there's really deep peels. So there are some that you could do at home, but they're not going to be the same results as the one you get in an office.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
You know, having nice skin to me can really boost someone's self-esteem. I know it did for me. Having the moles removed, I mean, I just felt so much younger because I looked younger, you know? And so do you feel like if you look good on the outside, you'll feel good on the inside? Or is it the other way around? Or is it a little bit of both? I actually think it's a little bit of both because I think your inside is just as important. What do you think, Wendy?
Having spoken to so many women through this aesthetic journey, you know, over 20 years in aesthetic medicine, I liken the feeling that women get with doing the Botox and doing all these injectables or doing, you know, a peel or having great skincare. I think when people look good, they actually feel good because I've been so many places and done so many events over the years and women will say, I wouldn't have come to this event if I did not have my skin together. And now I can come out and be myself. And for me as a person, I just feel more done and put together and confident. And I'm not covering any pain on the inside because I'm feeling so good on the outside. And sometimes I think for some people that using aesthetic medicine and using these products can at times mask the pain on the inside so that people can be their confident selves on the outside.
What about you, Maria?
I mean, there's a lot of data out there that shows that if you improve someone's features, they can have better quality of life. There's definitely a connection, right? I feel the best when I get glammed up. There's nothing like getting a blowout and my makeup done. I feel like on top of the world. But I believe that you can do everything you want on the outside. You can do all of these things, all these treatments, wear all the makeup, wear all the beautiful clothes. But if you can't be happy with yourself stripped down without the outside, let's say we had no mirrors.
Yes, I agree.
You have to love yourself inside. And I recently just started doing this where I go out without my hair and makeup done. And I'm like, I love myself. Like, I don't right. really care what I look like today because I'm proud of myself and I know how far I've come. And so I hope women can have that relationship too with themselves.
Yeah. I think you're exactly right. I think we cannot downplay the importance of self-care and making sure you're taking as much care of the inside, you know, and your mental health as you do with how your outward appearance. Because at the end of the day, for me, your inside and your mental health is way more important than anything that you're showing on the outside. And I think one, if you're taking care of the inside, then it will be reflected, you know, in how in your outward appearance.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
But Gam, I gotta say this. When the hair is on point and the skin is right, my confidence is through the freaking roof.
Let's move on a little bit and let's talk a little bit about why we think that there's such a stigma around aesthetic medicine. Because Wendy, you also, and this was before I even moved out to California, you, mm-hmm. after I got the little DPNs removed, then you turned me on to Botox. So talk to us about that. And why is there such a stigma on that? Which is really strange because as a society, we put so much emphasis on youth. So why is everybody surprised and embarrassed that we do things to keep ourselves looking young?
You know what's strange about all of this is that women have become very accepting of neurotoxins. That's what Botox and the other brands that soften and relax those wrinkles on the forehead. And it's funny how they have been so accepting and embracing Botox now, but they take issue with a peel, having a chemical peel. But they don't mind a needle coming toward the eyes. And you, in fact, not having had a chemical peel, you're like, no, my face is going to peel. But you, Gam, will allow a provider to come toward your eyes and give you injections with a neurotoxin. It's kind of funny, right?
It is.
But anyway, but what women, and men too for this matter, what they tend to love about these neurotoxins and their four on the market is that it can soften in the hands of the right provider with a precise eye. They can soften those things in the face that sometimes make people project as angry. Or they can lift your brow a bit to open your eyes. Or for someone that says, you know what, when I smile, all you see are my gums. They can use it for off-label purposes to relax that muscle so that the lip does not lift so high when someone smiles. So it's all these wonderful things that this product can do, these products can do for you that enhance who you already are. But as I said previously, what's odd about going in and getting a neurotoxin is that women have become very accepting of needles, but they push back or ask questions about a chemical peel and how many days am I peeling and can I go out or can I not go out? And I'm big on when someone says, Wendy, what do I need? I'm big on the sum of all things, meaning great skincare, Botox, or whatever your neurotoxin is of choice, a soft tissue filler, and chemical peel. It's the sum of all things that kind of enhance the overall look and add to that youthfulness of your appearance.
And I think one of the things that you said that is so important is that, number one, you do your research. Or you have a good friend like Wendy who knows what the hell she's talking about. You know, somebody that you trust a professional. Because if you go to the wrong person, honey, let me tell you, you come out looking crazy. Maria, tell me, what are some of the noticeable differences between people of color when it comes to their skin, besides the tone?
The way that it reacts to injury is very different than lighter skin tones. So skin of color, when inflammation happens, a lot of the times hyperpigmentation can happen. And that does not happen in lighter skin tones. I would say that's one of like the biggest differences. So a lot of these treatments that we're talking about, laser, injectables, peels, they're controlled injuries. And so if you don't know how to do these treatments properly on skin of color, yes, you could have side effects that were not intended.
Got it. Got it. But I also think that we have to acknowledge that there is an expense in this.
Absolutely.
And a lot of women don't have access. Mm-hmm. I think it's for the average woman does not have necessarily the funds to spend on this type of cosmetic enhancement. It's just not important. So they need to stick to making sure that they're using, you know, the right products on their skin just for cleansing and moisturizing and protection from the sun. Mm-hmm. Even just doing that is worth.
Yeah, it's an absolute benefit. And I'm a huge fan of sun protection. So sunscreen, I'm fortunate enough that I came into this industry just at age 30. And sunscreen was, you know, you never use anything without having sunscreen in your regimen. So I'm so glad that was introduced to me very early into my career.
And
how the importance of sunscreen.
Yeah, it was not for me. It was not for me. I've always been a lover of the sun. I go to the beach, sit me down, give me a good book. I put my suntan lotion on, suntan lotion, not sunblock. Okay. And come back and get me at 6 o'clock when it's time to go to dinner. It was crazy. I never concerned myself about getting skin cancer, you know, because I'm black. And in my mind, the melanin in my skin protected me from that. And that is so not true. It's so not true.
A complete myth.
Yeah. And we really have to. And if I had known better, I would have done better.
Sure.
You know?
Sure.
And so now I'm dealing with dark spots and what have you. But, you know, when you learn better, you do better. Anyway, moving on. Lastly, I want to talk to you guys about something the company has launched called the Brown Skin Agenda, because it's fantastic. What is the Brown Skin Agenda, Wendy, and why did you launch it?
So Maria and I got together very early on with me coming to work for Maria, and both of us decided together that we needed to do something that would dispel misinformation, that would be unbranded and unbiased education for providers and consumers. And so together we formed the Brown Skin Agenda so that we can promote the advancement of treatment protocols and skincare solutions in skin of color. Because we know that 40% of America has ethnic skin, but yet only 10% of physicians are dermatologists and plastic surgeons of Black and Hispanic descent. So we said, you know what? What if we put together the top dermatologists and plastic surgeons in the country, those that typically work for big companies that bring in big bucks? I said, what if we knock on the doors of some of our friends in the industry and we form a physician-led advisory panel by which these individuals can come together and speak to new age treatments for skin of color and dispel some of the myths that come with skin of color and really educate those providers that may see a patient of color that comes in and says, Doc, what can I know you took care of my acne for me, but all these dark spots on my face, what can we do about that? No one wants to hear the response of, oh, they'll just fade away. No. Dark spots don't just fade away. And so those providers that are seeing folks of color need to hear from their colleagues that are esteemed and working with skin of color, understand how to prescribe, how to treat, and really understand the emotional component that comes with having brown and black skin, so that everyone feels that, you know, they're not different in terms of how they're treated when they go in seeking help for their skin. So that was the premise of Maria and I forming the Brown Skin Agenda. And what I love about how bold she was in doing this with me, typically when large pharma companies form something that kind of sort of looks like this, it's not unbiased, it's not unbranded, and there's an element of control and everything is scripted, and providers have to stay in a certain lane when they present on certain topics. And Maria said, no, we're not going to do it that way. It would be nice for them to bring in the discussion of VIPO or VIPO body or anything else that we're working on and doing. She said, but what's important is really to get the messaging out there. And the messaging can be, you know, everything from, we just did an IG Live with Dr. Janine Downey out of Montclair, New Jersey, and we discussed rosacea and skin of color. And then June, we have on deck hair loss. So we talk about everything, and it has nothing at all to do with what we do at Vitality Institute. It's more so focused and centered around how can we help providers that are treating skin of color, and then how can we help the consumers that are going into these practices seeking help. And you don't want someone saying that dark spots will fade, and when someone's losing hair, oh, it's just hormonal, the hair comes back, or they say, oh, it's because you're wearing braids or what have you. No, there's deeper things that go into why these situations present themselves.
Got it. Last question. It will be summer soon. What should people with brown or black skin be aware of as we enter warmer weather and people are outdoors more? Any skincare tips? Let's start with you, Maria.
I think we've driven home the point that you need to wear sunscreen. You need to. By the way, I am a sun worshiper too. I'm from Miami again, and I'm Cuban Lebanese. Like, we love the sun. I'm basically like from the desert. But I love the sun, everything in moderation. That's what we say, everything in moderation, except sunscreen. Don't use that in moderation. The sun is good for you. You need a little vitamin D, you do.
Yes.
But you don't wanna overdo it. I mean, that's what I would say. And I would say, don't stop using good skincare or doing treatments in the summer. Don't be scared to be using, you need to use them all year round. Some people cycle off things in the summer. It's not a time to go on vacation for your skincare.
So, got it.
Yeah.
What about you, Wendy?
Took the words right out of my mouth. She took the words right out of my mouth. I always tell friends, family that, you know, beauty is a full-time job. So you don't get to take the summer off and say, you know what, I'm going to really hang out in the sun, no sunscreen, and I'm going to do what I need to, you know, I'm going to vacation and I'm going to do all these things during the summer. And then I'm going to run in to see my specialist in September to do laser, to do peels, to do, you know, step up my skincare. And really what I want to really drive home to everyone is you need really great sun protection. You need a vitamin A and you need a vitamin C. And those are low barrier cost items that you can purchase from a dermatologist or plastic surgeon or Medi Spa. But I'm really big on aggressive sun protection during the summer. Incorporate that with a vitamin A and a vitamin C. And I think you should be all right keeping those three things on your bathroom sink.
Okay.
And in your bag when you're
out.
Now,
you got me with the vitamin A. I have the vitamin C, but not vitamin A.
Gotta have vitamin A. That's your retinoid. That's gonna help with healthy cellular turnover.
Okay, got it. Okay, I'm good.
Sorry about
Okay, I'm good. All right, so okay, so it's really, really hot here today. I'm gonna go. I have to say, I took my umbrellas down at my pool, so I will put my umbrella out because I want to try to leave the studio and go home and try to catch some sun and just relax.
That's right.
It's the end of the week. I just want to relax by my pool. I will put up my umbrella and I will put up my sun, put on my sunscreen. I promise.
Can I tell you one
yes.
last thing? So that I know that you're using the correct amount of sunscreen, derms have this trick that they use. It's called the two-finger rule. So you pull out two fingers and then you run the sunscreen down each finger, and then you place that into the palm of the hand, warm the sunscreen between the hands, and it's particularly helpful for skin of color so you don't have that white cast on the skin, and then you apply. And most people just don't use enough sunscreen. So they'll go, oh, I use it, or they go, oh, it's in my makeup. It's just not enough. So you need a standalone sunscreen and you have to use a very moderate amount. I'm sorry. Yeah. So got to.
Okay. That sounds like a lot, but okay, Wendy.
It is a
okay.
lot.
Okay. I'll do
sunscreen.
The two-finger test because you're probably right. I'm using mm-hmm. sunscreen, but I'm probably not using.
You're probably using a nickel
yeah.
size. You're probably just pushing out enough.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to get better. When you know better, you do better.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Okay, now it's time for the segment, Wouldn't You Like to Know? Before you go, Wendy and Maria, I have a couple of questions I'd like to know from both of you. And we will start with you, Maria. Okay?
Okay.
What book are you currently reading? They're easy.
I have two toddlers, so I don't have time to read any books.
Got it.
And I'm a CEO.
That's a reasonable answer.
When I do have time for reading, I want to read the Viktor Frankl book that's Man's Search for the Meaning of Life. I heard that was an amazing, inspirational book. I just need to find the time to read it.
I got you. Got you. What is one thing you want to get off your chest, Maria?
One thing that I want to get off of my chest is that beauty comes from the inside. It doesn't come from the outside. It's not in the eye of the beholder. You can't wait for someone else to tell you you're beautiful. You need to look in the mirror every day and tell yourself you're beautiful because it starts with you. That's where true love comes from, yourself.
I love that. Absolutely. I love that. And what's a motto that you live by?
You got this. Because I go through life a lot of the time. Yeah, I'm not always sure about what I'm doing or I don't have all the mm-hmm. answers. I just, pump myself up, cheer myself on, and I'm like, you got this. You're going to get through it. Mm-hmm. You're going to, that's how I've gotten here, honestly.
Got it. Perfect. Mm-hmm. And where can people find you on social media?
So I'm on social media at Maria Khalil.
Okay. On IG, Facebook?
Oh, on IG.
Okay. Gotcha. Wendy, your turn. What book are you currently reading?
I'm waiting for Amazon to deliver Will Smith's book.
Aww.
I want to read that book.
You know what? I have a suggestion for you.
Yes.
I think that you should get the audiobook. The audiobook is so fun. It's so fun to listen. He does it himself. He has incorporated music in it. It's such a fun listen.
So I'll have the hard copy to sit on the shelf, and then I'll now order the audio.
But you need to listen to the audiobook.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll do that.
Okay. Yeah. All right. What is one thing you want to get off your chest?
That I need to ask for help. I'm 52, soon to be 53, and I have such a hard time asking for help. I do. And so I'm trying to undo that bad habit of not asking for help, because people love me, people care for me, people respect me, and I've just got to ask for help when I need it. And I have not been asking for help, and I need help in certain areas, and I don't ask for help because I wasn't brought up that way to ask for things. So I'm learning to ask for
help. Yeah, you're still suffering from the superwoman complex. Yeah.
I
get that.
I am. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's a motto that you live by?
Assume positive intent.
Ah.
Yeah, assume positive intent. And that's the same thing as what my grandparents would have said, you know, in the 70s, give people the benefit of the doubt. But it's the same thing as assume positive
intent. I like that.
So I don't, I assume positive intent. And it's hard for me to, it's hard for me to judge people, because my grandparents would always say over and over and over again, give people the benefit of, maybe this happened or maybe that happened. And so my mind is primed and conditioned to feel and see the world that way. And I've sort of redefined it in more modern terms as assume positive intent.
I like that.
Yeah. That's
yeah.
Me. That's really me.
Where can people find you on social media, Wendy?
So I am on Facebook as Wendy Pittman, but I live on Instagram. So it's Wendy_Pittman. Follow me there.
Awesome. I learned so much.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Sunscreen. Yay.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something real funny, Gam. My dad calls it sunscreen. So sunscreen.
That's so funny.
And that's our show for today, guys. You can follow me online at Gammy Norris. Also, help us out by leaving a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and by hitting the follow button on iHeartRadio. Stay grateful, y'all. Thanks so much, guys.
Thank you.
All right. Talk to you soon.
Bye.
So here are my takeaways. When it comes to skincare, make sure you do your research and make sure you're working with licensed professionals. Number two, recognizing that skincare can be costly, make sure at the very least you're cleansing, moisturizing, and using plenty of sunscreen. Number three, sunscreen, sunscreen, sunscreen. And number four, remember, beauty starts within. Positively Gam is produced by Red Table Talk Podcast and iHeartRadio. Executive producers are Adrian Banfield Norris, Fallon Jethro, and Jada Pinkett Smith. Our audio engineer is Calvin Bailiff. And our associate producer is Irene Bischoffberger. Our theme song is produced by D Beats.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Tired of restless nights? At Lisa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Lisa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.